Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Jonathan Ritter from Wake Up America in Time Evangelism. Hope you guys are had a good week and that you're just told many people about Jesus. That you're being that light in that growing, increasing dark world that we live in. I came across this devotional. I'd like to share it with you guys. It's called Perfect Peace. The key verse here is Romans 15:13. That's Romans 15:13. It goes like this. And now the God of hope fill you with all joy, peace, and believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I know that modern living taxes the faith of the greatest Christians, but none of us should doubt the ability of God to give us grace sufficient for our trials, even amid the stresses of this century. The Christians to trust quietly that God is still on the throne. He is sovereign God, working out things according to His own plan. Some section hands on a British railroad found a thrush nest under the rail, and the hen peacefully sitting on the eggs, undisturbed by the roar of the fast trains above and around her. What a picture of perfect trust. The Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." Believe me, God's grace is more than adequate for these times. Even as I get older, I'm learning day by day to keep my mind centered on Christ. When we do, the worries and the anxieties and the concerns of this world pass away. Nothing but perfect peace is left in the human heart. And the hope for today in this devotional is this. It can be found in 1 John 4:18. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment, and he that fears not made perfect in love." Remember, guys, through the storms in life that may rattle and may shake us, that we have a peace. We have a peace that actually surpasses understanding if we just allow Jesus to take the reins over it. That's hard. I speak from experience. That can be hard. Love you guys. I hope you guys have an awesome Friday.